101.9 and 1490 Iron Country. There's the song that introduced us to Ty Smith. That one's called Rocky Mountain Pines. And with us on the phone is our Iron Country family member, and he always will be, our good friend Ty Smith. How you doing today, Ty?
I'm doing great. Great. How's Red doing?
Red's doing well. It's been a while. It's been a minute since we saw you. You got been pretty busy. I know you were down there at the in Dallas, and you've been in around Oklahoma. Were you there for the Boys from Oklahoma show? I figured you'd have to be there.
We were there. My dad went 3 of the days, and I went 2. And it was definitely a red dirt apocalypse.
Yeah, and you survived that. Tell us what's been going on with you, buddy, since the last time we saw you.
Man, we've been very, very blessed to have made some great connections in this last year, really. We've been picked up by Confederate Artist Management. We've gotten to play the Houston Rodeo since then, which is a big deal down here. We've gotten to play a show or two with Josh Ward, and you know, we've been working. We've been on the road a lot, slaving away and playing every show we can.
Now I got to ask. I mean, as busy as you've been, I mean, your album came out last year. Have you been writing, thinking about maybe some new music soon?
We are getting ready to get a new single out, actually. We've got 2 songs recorded that we're ready to put out. And we're currently working on getting back in the studio to cut the rest of an EP or an album. We definitely have a bunch of songs left to record, so we're excited.
Well, I know there's been a couple that you played up here that weren't on your album before, you know, that people have asked about. Are those some of the songs you may be working on?
Yeah, we're getting ready to release, I believe, 6 Feet of Dirt next, and that will be coming in a couple weeks. Shouldn't be too much longer, actually.
That'd be outstanding. Now, did you get Marcus's co-write done? Have you got that song ready?
Man, I've been working on it. We're thinking about throwing it on the album.
Oh, man. Now, I see you just had a birthday not too long ago, and like I said, you've been you played Kane's Ballroom, too, didn't you, since the last time you were here?
Yeah, we played. We got to share the stage with the almighty Shane Smith and the Saints on Valentine's Day this year, and the first show we've ever gotten to play there, and it sold out. It was a great time. It was awesome.
Now, Ty, you're coming up into the area. You're going to be at Bratfest this Sunday. You're on the 6:15 to 7:15 time slot up there at Bratfest. What else are you going to be doing up here when you get up in Wisconsin? I know you're not just coming up for Bratfest.
We're coming up the 22nd. We're playing out in Nebraska at Bucks. And then the 23rd, we're in Chicago. The 24th, we're playing a private party out towards... I don't know where it's called Dynamite Jet Saloon. I'm not quite sure where it's at, but then we'll be going to Bratfest and then back home. And we're working on getting another couple shows up towards Beloit coming in the middle of the year.
Okay. Well, you know, the Iron Country family would love to see you. And it's like I said, it's been a minute since the last time we had you here at Iron Country, and we're all looking forward to seeing you this Sunday. You're going to be hanging around a little bit up at Bratfest. We can come up and hang out with you.
It would be amazing to see everyone. I will absolutely be hanging out. I'm going to enjoy myself, have a couple brats, and you know, hang out. I'm excited for it. We're ready to be back up there with our fam and get to see everybody again.
Well, and I know, Ty, you're pretty active on social media right now too. I mean, I see you on TikTok, I see you on Instagram, you're all over. Tell everybody where they can keep up to date with what's going on with you.
Man, everybody that has any kind of social media, we're on everything at Ty Smith and the Minor Offenses. And we have music everywhere you listen to it, including right here. And yeah, that's pretty much, I mean, we got online stuff. So if you guys are getting ready to look for dates to come see us. We have a Band in Town, which is a really good app to have as music fans. I highly suggest y'all go get it. It doesn't spam you or anything, but you go on there and you pick out your favorite bands, and it'll send you a little alert every time they have tickets ready in a town near you.
Outstanding. It's called Band.
And we're also on there. So if you guys really want to know when we're coming, go get that app for sure and follow us on there.
Yeah, get bands in town. That is an awesome app. Well, Ty, we always let the artist pick the song out of the interview. What off your album would you like us to play?
Oh, man, let's throw on Words I Should Have Said.
All right, Ty. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you this Sunday, buddy. Travel safe, and it'll be good to have you back for the family.
Thank you. I hope to see you guys there.